In the final weeks ahead of the election, polling agencies in the country repeatedly predicted a major win for Jiří Paroubek's Social Democrats. But the reality at the weekend was different. The Social Democrats did come first, but only barely, far from the overwhelming success they had expected. Within hours of the polls closing, it became clear that the party had a marginal chance of forming the next government, and that instead the country was now headed for a center-right coalition, promising wide-reaching reforms. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Ahead of the vote, few people thought this would be an election that would change the face of Czech politics and dramatically shake up the status quo. But that is exactly what happened. The shock was obvious only minutes after polling stations closed, when exit polls showed the country's two largest parties, the Social and Civic Democrats, neck and neck. And within hours it was clear to the Social Democrats that not they, but a humbled Civic Democratic Party, which like them lost hundreds of thousands of voters from the last election, would have the best shot at forming the next government, together with newcomers Topo 9 and Public Affairs. Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby spoke to Social Democrat MP Jan Hamáček on the day about his party's unexpected result.
It is a surprise. There's no reason to hide it. It is a surprise. It seems to me that the people have voted against the two major parties, and obviously those who gained from that were Topo 9 and Věci veřejné. I didn't expect it, but that's the way people have voted, and it's our task to deal with it.
Why do you think people have turned away from the two traditional big parties here?
Well, it's too early to say, and obviously this has to be examined in detail, but my take is that perhaps the campaign was too agitated, too controversial, and people just didn't like it and opted for the third option.
Political analysts have suggested numerous reasons for the Social Democrats' Pyrrhic victory, one of the most widely held being that voters turned against the highly polarizing figure of the Social Democratic leader Jiří Paroubek himself. Political analyst Jan Urban says, in his view, the Social Democrats in their leader made a huge mistake.
The left, meaning Social Democrats, have committed political suicide by allowing Jiří Paroubek to dominate the party in a manner which was highly undemocratic and equally populist. He is connected with corruption. He is connected with very undemocratic moves within the party. And this is just the end of it. I know the man for 20 years. He is in a state of absolute shock. And I think that he knows by now that this is his political death and that he has no future within the Social Democratic Party.
Indeed, Jiří Paroubek later confirmed he would be stepping down as the head of the Social Democratic Party. And with him gone and the Social Democrats admitting that there is very little chance they'll be able to form the next government, the spotlight has understandably shifted to the election's real winners, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs. On the right of the political spectrum, they now hold a comfortable majority, 118 mandates out of a possible 200, and a coalition that could easily push through new measures. Topo 9 leader Karl Schwarzenberg had this to say.
This is a form of coalition which is willing to carry through the necessary reforms which this country needs. If it's centralized or up and down, it's not so interesting. Interesting that they are willing to do the necessary steps.
Civic Democrat MP Alexander Vondra agreed this was a top priority.
I think the center-right parties has get a broad mandate to continue in the reforms and to, let's say, clean the house. I think the second message is that the people clearly have said that the old-style apparatchik politics of the Social Democrats is over. And the third is the message to our own party that it must continue in the process of its internal reforms if we do not want to lose the position of the key center-right party in the country. We can do this. We are ready to form a coalition of the fiscal responsibility with the other parties, and there is nothing to be said about the results. That's simply the democratic message of the people to the politics.
Should talks already underway on forming a coalition prove successful, the next government could focus on priorities analysts and politicians say the country needs to face squarely as soon as possible: putting public finances in order, tackling the enormous deficit, battling corruption, and effecting structural reforms. Just a few days ago, a coalition willing to take such steps was deemed highly unlikely, but voters proved the pundits, pollsters, and some politicians wrong. Many observers now acknowledge that voters made a brave choice, opting for tough reforms and future belt tightening to put the country back on track. In this respect, political analyst Jan Urban sees top 09's finish, third overall with 17%, as perhaps the most important development of this year's election. Here's what he had to say.
After 20 years of more and more populist messages coming out of the big parties, here comes a new element, new message, promising just blood, sweat and tears, to quote Winston Churchill. And specifically, the response from the young generation is the promise for the future for this country.
Political analyst Jan Urban ending that report by Jan Velling.